Pankrác is a byword in the Czech Republic for the large prison that stands just outside the city centre of Prague. The prison has been the focus for much of the worst and some of the best that has happened over the last 120 years. Appropriately, some mementos have been stored for posterity. Chris Johnston got a view from the inside of what's on show.
After getting through the main prison entrance, it is a short walk to the functional block that served as the main Gestapo execution block at Pankrác prison during the Nazi occupation. It is there that a small museum and memorial has been opened. It actually gives a pretty broad description of Czech penal history, starting with the castle prisons of the medieval ages. By the end of the 18th century, and in spite of a temporary Enlightenment move to abolish the death penalty in the Habsburg Empire, things were not that much better. That much was clearly testified by the notorious prison at Brno's castle. Ottokar Michal is one of the prison's educational staff and an occasional guide at the centre.
As far as I know, one lifer survived almost 2 years in these bloody conditions in Brno Castle Spielberg. Average, as I know, was 6-8 months. The conditions really were very bad and very tough. The prisoners were all the time chained, and the space was, let's say, 2 by 2 meters, the cell, maybe less.
Pankrác prison was created in reaction to those sort of conditions, on a 14.4-hectare site on the Nusle Plain that was then well outside Prague, but is now firmly in the suburbs.
Pankrác prison was established in the year 1889 and substituted a much more older prison of St. Wenceslas near the Charles Square because of the very bad conditions. The prison was intended as a, let's say, maximum security prison for men. And later, after, let's say, 30 years, they also opened a unit for, let's say, correctional units for not-so-serious crimes.
As well as the normal sort of serious crimes, such as murder and arson, bigamy and political radicalism could also get you behind the bars in the early days of Pankrác. The prison counted shared cells for 552 prisoners and single cells for 315. All in all, the facilities on site were pretty varied, but they evolved over time.
We can see some buildings which don't exist anymore. For example, this is bakery, no more, and a huge laundry at the back of the prison, and hospital, which was built at the same time as the prison. Today it is much more bigger. And in corners you can see space or areas for recreation with circles, and the reason is because the prisoners must walk in circles during exercise. These yards are no more used. Church was abolished in the beginning of 50s, and today we have a gym inside for prisoners.
The newly created Czechoslovakia made few fundamental changes to the system. The prison capacity was expanded to 1,169, and a unit for pregnant women prisoners from all over the country was set up as part of the hospital. The prison earned a grim reputation during the Nazi occupation, when its services were in heavy demand. In fact, there were basically three prisons on the site, one serving the Czech judicial machine, one the German, and a separate Gestapo prison. Overall, prison capacity was boosted to 2,200 in the early days of the Nazi occupation, becoming the biggest prison in the country. The Nazis installed a guillotine to speed up executions, and the instrument is still on show in the original white-tiled room. Under the Nazis, an execution spree followed after the assassination of acting protector Reinhard Heydrich in 1942, and the last execution was performed on April 26, 1945, just a few days before the war ended.
So we are standing in original space, which was used during the war as an execution place by Nazis. They executed by the guillotine. As you can see, it's an original guillotine. They dismantled it, the guillotine, by the end of the war, by throw it to the Vltava River, but the Czech people saved it, so you can see original. This guillotine executed, according to the executioner's record, 1,176 people here.
A series of hooks are also on display, which are believed to have been used to kill Jews. Justice was indeed summary. It usually took around 3 minutes for the men and women prisoners to be brought in from a nearby death row, appear before a special jury, and have the sentence carried out. While some of the Nazi leaders were captured, such as Karl Hermann Frank, the head executioner escaped.
Weiss was a German, and he had four assistants, two Germans, two Czechs. After the war, the two Czech assistants were captured and later executed, ironically also here in Pankráz. And Weiss and his assistants escaped to the West Germany. I remember that in the beginning of 70s, old Weiss asked the Czechoslovak government to pay him a pension because, as he stated, he was a public servant during the war.
The museum and memorial have other grim relics on show.
Here you can see rests of original Pankráz gallows, which was used, I think, since the end of 40s until the end of 50s. They had two such gallows in Pankráz prison, and unfortunately only this rest survived. And let's say in the year 60s they moved the execution place to the inner space of the prison, to the underground space of the prison.
The gallows were used by the communist regime that took power in February 1948, first on those they suspected of being opponents, such as democratic politician Milada Horáková, and later as witch hunts started within the party itself. Top communist Rudolf Slansky was hanged there, for example, in December 1952. A special unit at the prison had been established by the communist secret police as early as 1949, the year when the executions began. In fact, the Pankráz site was a sort of judicial one-stop shop. The show trials were held in the monolithic dark court building that stands in front of the prison. An underground corridor connects court and prison. The names of those political prisoners killed by the Nazis and communists are displayed in the museum. There are some brighter aspects featured at the centre. These include the early attempts to actually reform prisoners and not just punish them. These even include some little-known attempts to improve prisoner treatment and conditions in the 1960s.
In 1965, the communist Czechoslovakia was the only Eastern country which accepted and adopted the standard minimum rules of the United Nations. In practice, this meant that specialists were introduced to Czech prisons, psychologists, pedagogues, and so on. And also in the year 65, an Institute of Criminology was established, which assisted to the whole area of criminal law in such a way that they translated a lot of foreign literature. For example, they introduced to the Czechoslovakia problems of drugs in the end of 60s. And also Czechoslovakia, again, was the only country which interested in these problems. But, unfortunately, in the beginning of 70s, after the Soviet occupation, this institute was again abolished.
The little-known museum and memorial can be visited by appointment only. Several hundred, mostly students, take the short tour. The centre is also used for training current prison staff.
And that edition of